Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
World's best in car sales.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Toyota is on its way to being crowned world's biggest car maker. Today, the company estimated its 2007 sales at 9.36 million units. That's enough to beat GM for the full year. GM has been the world's top-selling car company for 76 years. Next year, Toyota is expecting to break GM's yearly record. Shares in Toyota gained more than 1% overnight, and that helped to send Japan's Nikkei up about 2%. The markets in Europe and the U.S. are, of course, closed for the holiday. On Wall Street yesterday, stocks added to Friday's Santa Claus rally. The Dow picked up 98 to 13,549. The S&P was up 12 points. The Nasdaq gained nearly 21. The wonderful World of Disney has lost some of its magic in Asia. Attendance at Hong Kong Disneyland has fallen more than 20% from its first year of operation. As Kate Woodsum reports, the government is worried about the cash-strapped kingdom.
Ask anyone here which amusement park offers more bang for its buck, Hong Kong Disneyland or its local rival Ocean Park, and the answer is pretty standard.
Of course it's Ocean Park.
Hong Kong Disneyland is much smaller than its rival and its sister parks in the U.S., Paris, and Tokyo. Hong Kong's Tourism Commission says attendance plunged to around 4 million people this past year, down from 5.2 million the year before. Commerce Secretary Frederick Ma says the government, the majority stakeholder, might pay for an expansion. But he says that would only happen if Disneyland brings economic benefits to the city. The Walt Disney Company says Hong Kong Disneyland's poor performance is weighing down its results. The company agreed to forego royalties from the park for a couple years, but unless it gets a cash injection, the world's smallest Disneyland may not live happily ever after. In Hong Kong, I'm Kate Woodsum for Marketplace.
Rap superstar.